Hashem created each designated angel, each malach, which I refer to as sarim, with the nature to maintain and, so to speak, fight for their appointed job. So the malach, or the angel who is the sar ha'ilanis, the lord of the trees, will do all that was within its power, that has been allotted to it, to keep the tree standing and growing and healthy. However, if Hashem decrees that the wind should topple a tree, then the sar haruchos, the lord of the wind, will be strengthened and overpower the sar ha'ilanis, the lord of the trees. There are many different details to this process and many levels. There are different malachim at every step of the process whose job it is to see to it that their part of the physical world is maintained and run according to the teva, which means the nature that Hashem designated for it. Hashem is mashkif over everything, from top to bottom, from the root of every aspect of the world to all the different ways it branches out, and constantly directs the world towards its perfection. And that's what the world spins around, quite literally. This determines which aspects of the creation are strengthened, and which are weakened, which are activated, and which are deactivated. Hashem can, as we know, change all the rules of nature at will, when he decides to do so, which we refer to as nisim and neflois, miracles. He does this when it is to the benefit of perfection of the world, depending on the context, time, the place. We recently learned, Rashi and Parshas Bereishis, that there is a concept known as Tnai Hisne HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Maisa Bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a condition with the creation of Bereishis. So we had this in reference to Yom HaShishi, that Hashem made a condition with the world that it will only continue if Klal Yisrael accepts the Torah on Shishi of Sivan, the sixth day of Sivan, and otherwise it'll go back to its original state of Taihu and Vayu. Another famous example is that Hashem made a condition with the ocean, the Yam Suf, that it should split when Klal Yisrael needs to cross during Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yam Suf. And there's a famous story that the question was, where do you see it in the psukim of Maase Bereishis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this condition with the ocean, and the words of Viseira HaYabasha were the ones that cited, I believe, I don't remember if it was the Gra or the Rav Chaim Volozhiner, regardless. So there is a hint to it in the psukim of Maase Bereishis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this condition already from the beginning of creation, that at the time when Klal Yisrael need to cross, it'll split. Now, what does this mean? It doesn't mean to imply that Hashem can't make a change in the world against the Teva, should he so desire. It doesn't require a condition with the original creation for Hashem to be able to do so. Hashem could do as he pleases. Rather, what it means is that when Hashem created the world, he demonstrated to the whole of creation what their true purpose is and what it will be. Hashem showed them where they were headed, what their tachlis is, after all the different events of the world will transpire. The creations of the world, or more accurately, it means the angels, the malachim, appointed to oversee and monitor them, and to direct them, understood how everything will lead to the ultimate good, to the Toiv HaGomer. And we're happy with this. As Chazal say in a different place, all the creations of Bereishis were created. V'ladaita nivru, they understood their creation, meaning they understood the purpose of their creation. When Hashem demonstrated to all the creations their true purpose and what their nature will be and how it will lead to the world's perfection, he also showed them that at times it will be necessary for miracles to occur, which will go against their natural status, their teva, in order to assist Klal Yisrael or individual tzaddikim for that ultimate goal that perfection can be achieved. So that's what it means. Tanai hisna kadosh baruch hu ma'aseh bereishis. It doesn't mean that the condition had to be in place in order for it to happen. What it means is that Hashem already had demonstrated to ma'aseh bereishis what their purpose is, what the tachlis is, where it's headed, and this fit perfectly into what the point of ma'aseh bereishis was. And ma'aseh bereishis, meaning the angels involved, understood and were happy with the fact that this is the way they were created and this is what they were headed for. And this all refers only to the uppermost echelon of all the physical creations. There, after that, there's a whole chain of ishtashlos, one level after another, malach after malach, until it reaches the actual physical world. Now, the Ramchal adds that when Hashem wants a miracle to occur, there can be two ways it takes place. Either as a king giving an order to his servants, or as a dictator forcing his will upon his subjects, as the Pasuk says regarding Kriyas Yamsuf, Vayigar b'yamsuf v'yechar. Hashem yelled at the Yamsuf and it dried up. And he writes that it all depends on the circumstance. He doesn't explain too much more what is meant by that, that there's two ways Hashem makes the actual miracle occur. But regardless, that's what he writes, which is an understanding of that pasuk. Vayigar b'yamsuf, Hashem, so to speak, had to yell at the Yamsuf. It has to do with somehow how HaKadosh Baruch Hu overrides the teva of the world.